Hey, what's the plan?
Better be careful who you bring around your heart, cause niggas fraud. Now you turned your back, he stabbed you in, thought they was your dog. If that's your partner, never cross him. I thought that was law. Just cut the losses, burn the bridges, just keep moving on. I wear my heart on my sleeve too much. I got these scars on my knees too much. I dust them off cause I ain't bleed too much. I cut them off, they ain't need too much. I wear my heart on my sleeve too much. I got these scars on my knees too much. I dust them off cause I ain't bleed too much. I cut them off, they ain't need too much.
It's Gaddafi Ali, now we won't stop that I keep. Got shooters like KD, I box them like I'm Ali. I've been the plug with the keys, been with the thugs and the G's. Been in the mud like a clique, been had the juice, no IV. Know who I be, no ID. Niggas across your Kyrie, and I'ma kill them.
Man, that is my boy Gaddafi Ali featuring Nico No Love. The name of that song is Too Much. You need to go check it out, man. The zone is fire. They coming fresh out of the Culpeper area. And the music is banging, man. Go check that song out. You can also go by YouTube, check the video out. The video is dope. The video is fire. Go check it out. Again, that's my man Gaddafi Ali featuring Nico No Love. The name of the song is Too Much. But as of right now, you're here with me, Coach T, a.k.a. Coach Savage, and we're with Local Locker Room. And I'm very happy to have you listening in today because this is our first episode on our new podcast, and we appreciate the love. With that being said, today's podcast, man, it's not going to be, wait a minute, before I even go into that, let me not forget, slide by YouTube, check out our YouTube channel. Every single one of our podcasts is going to be recorded live as well. So for those of you that want to see the action, want to see how it's going down, rather than just listening to it, you can see it as well. So go check out the YouTube channel, same name, same game, Local Locker Room. And hit that subscribe button and hit that follow button and hit the like button as well. All right. Now back to what I was saying. Local Locker Room, we're going to break it down today. We're not going to go into a lot of detail today. We're not going to do a lot. We're just going to talk about the history of Local Locker Room, as well as we're going to talk about the purpose of Local Locker Room also. Not to mention, I'll give you a little rundown of myself towards the end of the podcast. So the podcast is not really going to be that long today, but we are going to give some details on who we are and kind of what we stand for, or what we would like to be known for, or what our ultimate end goal is going to be for the podcast. With that being said, excuse me again, this is our first podcast, first time, so you know, I'm asking that you bear with us a little bit. It might be a little shaky, so I'm asking that you understand. If you don't understand, oh well, it is what it is. This is number one of many. So we're going to jump into the history. Let's get into the history of exactly why, or exactly where, the Local Locker Room came from. Local Locker Room was actually started on Facebook about 2 or 3 years ago. It was a group I started on Facebook, and realistically, it was just supposed to be about the local high schools. It was a Facebook sports group that was going to give the opportunity for me, my friends, my brothers to talk a little trash. So it was supposed to start off as a trash talking group. And I don't even think Local Locker Room was the original name of the group. I think I called it something else. But it changed the Local Locker Room. Of course, it was locker room talk, and it was about the local high schools. It wasn't even about youth sports at the time. It was just about the local high schools. When I say local high schools, I mean the five high schools in our area. Fauquier County, you got Fauquier Falcons, which is in the town of Warrenton. You got Liberty High School, which is the Liberty Eagles. That's in the Bilton area. And then you got the Kettle Run Cougars. Fauquier being the oldest. Liberty was the second built, and then Kettle Run was built. Kettle Run Cougars is located out in Vent Hill area. Those were the three Fauquier County high schools. And then you had the two Culpeper County schools, which was CC, a.k.a. Culpeper County High School, and Eastern View, also known as EV. So those were the five high schools that the group originated from. It was supposed to have been a trash-talking group where we could just go in there and talk some friendly trash, you know, competition, compete, things of that nature. the group ended up growing. More players, fans from the school, more parents started to get on the group. We started conversating. And then, of course, we started adding youth coaches. Youth coaches started getting involved because we had a couple of the youth groups here in the area that were actually starting to compete, whether it be for players or whether it be in competition. Your local youth groups at the time was CFA out in Culpeper, FYF, and Fauquier. And when it originally started, I had the Kings, which didn't last long. But then I ended up taking the Kings and rolling them over to my Uncle Zach's Rails organization, which is the Mighty Commonwealth Warriors. So those were the youth teams in the area to go along with the high school team. So once we started adding the youth teams, I started to network. Some of the other coaches that I know started to network. I started going and coaching outside of the area. I coached the 7-on-7 with Nova League, coached the 7-on-7 with Metro. So I started meeting other coaches, started meeting other players. So with that being said, the group started to grow even more because now we're adding other high school coaches in, we're adding other players in, we're adding other parents in. So now we span from the 5 high schools that we had in the area, being Fauquier and Culpeper County, and now we add Orange. Through 7-on-7, I started seeing some lot of talent coming out of the Orange High School area. So we added Orange. And then we added Madison. As we continued to network and meet other coaches, we was able to expand the group local locker room even more. Because now we're getting to know parents and kids from down 17 Route 3, Fredericksburg, Stafford area. So we added some of those schools, such as Spotsylvania High School. Started talking about them a little more. Colonial Forge, started talking about them a little more. Stafford, North Stafford, Brookpoint, and Riverbend. So I started to know kids in each of those schools, so I started to pay a little more attention to those schools as well. And then, of course, going up north, Northern Virginia, I started to get to know a couple kids, started going to some of the games up there with the 6A schools, the bigger schools. You know, we're 4A down this way, 3A. I started watching schools. I started watching and following schools such as Freedom High School, Woodbridge, C.D. Hilton, Stonewall, which is no longer called Stonewall, but Stonewall, Osborne. So, and then I forgot about Mountain View down 17. So the group of schools became a little bit bigger based off of the networking and the people that I know and things of that nature. So instantly the group exploded. So that's to pretty much give you a little bit of history on how the group started. It realistically started as a trash talking group. And it ended up turning into more. Once we started adding the schools, we started adding the youth coaches. I then started adding some of the other sports media in the area. People that I respected personally. I like what they brought to youth sports. I like the opportunities and the platform that they had given youth sports as well as high school football. So with that being said, I started to add people like Monette, I hope I'm saying it correct, the lady broadcaster, her platform, doing the high school football down in the Richmond area, the DMV area. She started traveling. She actually came to Fauquier County and showed us some love here in Fauquier County as well. So I added her to the group. Through youth football and dealing with youth football, I had the opportunity to meet the commish who runs the DMV Red Zone. Huge sports media, big in youth, especially in the youth program, very big in the youth program. So make sure you slide and check out his page as well. I started watching him while I'm coaching. I'm watching him doing his play-by-play, his on the field. I started watching his recaps and things like that after the game. So that kind of really gave me a little bit of a push, a little bit of an energy. So I had to add him to the group because of his platforms. And then, of course, I've got to give a shout out to this guy. I watch this guy do so many videos. I watch this guy do so many interviews. I watched him grind his way up. to where he's now. I want to say it's the NBC, I think it is. I think he's doing the sports thing. So I got to give a shout out to Chad Ricardo. Huge, man. I got to give a shout out to Chad Ricardo, watching his interviews and things like that. I'm the type of guy that I have no problem giving props where they're due. But I'm also the type of guy that'll tell you that you're full of shit if you're full of shit. That's just what I do. That's how I move. I'm going to try to keep it. I'm not going to try to keep it 100. I'm going to keep it 100. I'm not going to disrespect you, but I am going to keep it 100. And that's what we do over here. That's a part of the history of the local locker room is it's always been a place where you can speak your truth. Whether it be a player, a parent, a coach, whatever the case may be, it's just that one spot where you can actually speak how you feel in hopes that it won't get you no kickback or get your kid no kickback at the school. So that's one thing that we definitely do over here. So I had to give a shout out to those three individuals because they kind of helped give me that blueprint of how to do the podcast and things of that nature. So I definitely want to give a shout out to them on our first episode. So that's a little bit of the history and where the local locker room concept, where the local locker room actually originated from. Like I said, it started off with the five schools, and then we expanded. The more I started to float around, the more other coaches started to network, we was able to expand, and that's where we're at now. We're here with the podcast. The purpose of the podcast. Well, that's the history. Before I jump into the purpose of the podcast, I want to jump to one of our sponsors here. And I want to give a shout out to Coaches Construction. Coaches Construction is a construction company that can help you with all of your home needs. Again, that's Coaches Construction. You want to go to Facebook. The easiest way to hit them up is go to Facebook. They have a Facebook page. You can go onto your browser and hit at Coaches Construction. Or you can just type in the whole thing, Coaches Construction Virginia. And it'll take you to the Coaches Construction page. Again, any home needs, indoors or outdoors. Anything from painting shutters to rebuilding and repairing your deck to removing a door, putting a door in, removing a wall, putting a wall in. Any of your home needs. Coaches Construction is who you want to talk to. They get the work done and the work speaks for itself. You can go on their Facebook page and check out some of the work that they've done. Now, let's talk about the actual purpose for local locker room. Again, when we first started off, local locker room was a trash talking sports group amongst brothers and friends. As we started to grow, we started to add other sports media people, but we also started adding tournament directors, All-American game directors, things of that nature like that, and they started posting the flyers for their tournaments and their big man camps and their All-American games. And in doing that, we started noticing that a lot of the players from this area actually started going to these All-American games. We've had several kids from this area playing the Diamond All-American game. We've had some of the several people from this area play in the D-Max game, the BK Classic. So we noticed that we were actually giving kids opportunity. We wasn't per se, but our platform was allowing tournament directors and football camps and things like that. Our platform was allowing them to post their flyers and post their events, and in return, it was allowing our kids the opportunity to go and experience some things that many of them have never experienced before, and a lot of the parents didn't even know nothing about. So, in doing that, we wanted to keep that going. So we went away from being a trash-talking group to actually being a sports group. Almost like sports media, which at the time I wouldn't consider it sports media, and I didn't consider it sports media because I myself was still deep into the coaching. But now when I sit back and I look at it, I guess you could call it a sports media group because it got to the point where we were starting to promote events and things of that nature, or allowing people to promote events, I should say. Ricardo started posting his interviews and things of that nature. He started posting blogs and clips of his shows that he would be doing. I started sharing DMV Red Zones things. So it became a good situation. And that's what ultimately changed what Local Locker Room actually stood for. Again, like I said, when it started off, we was a trash-talking group amongst a bunch of friends. But once I started realizing the opportunities that the platform was bringing to the youth in our area, which were opportunities that we weren't used to, and many of us didn't take advantage of. So in changing the whole concept of the group, we decided that we wanted to push more towards giving kids opportunities, giving kids the opportunities that you see kids have in the inner cities. And I don't want to call Northern Virginia, like an inner city, but compared to rural areas like Fauquier County, Madison, Orange, Culpeper, Prince William, you know, Woodbridge, Dell City, Manassas, they would be considered city type areas. So they get more opportunities. Their kids get more exposure. They get more looks than the kids down here. So we wanted to take and change and go away from the trash talking part and just make it more about an exposure type group, getting our kids the same opportunities that other kids get. And we were able to do that with some. Like I said, many went off to experience a lot of things that they hadn't experienced before. So in the process of doing that, now we have come to the point where our main focus, our realistic main focus, is getting kids opportunities. Doing things such as camps and 7-on-7 tournaments and posting, you know, Showtime Athletics events, posting the All-American games and things of that nature. Getting our kids involved, getting them out there, giving them the opportunity to make a name for themselves so they can be seen. And that's when we really established what we considered. Shouts out to Miss Karen Jones. She came to me one day and she asked me a question. She said, "What is the end goal?" And when she first asked me, I didn't understand what she meant. But then when she broke it down to me, ever since then, that has been a word that I use a lot, or a phrase that I use a lot. So shout out to Miss Karen Jones. The end goal, Local Locker Room's end goal, is that hopefully all of the kids that come through our area, hopefully all of the kids that we touch in any way, shape, or form, whether it be us coaching them or just them finding their parents seeing an opportunity on our page, on our podcast, on our YouTube, whatever the case may be, hoping that it will help them get a free education. The free education is key. We don't push just the football side like we started off doing. We now make sure that we focus on education. And any opportunity that we have to get the kids into a situation where they would get a free education, whether it be a college free education or a private school education, any situation we can put them in that will help them get a better or higher learning is what our end goal is. So if being a good athlete and being a good football player in high school can get them a free education in college that will lead to a great, successful future, whether it be on the field or off the field, that is our ultimate end goal here in Local Locker Room. But in the same time, we're going to have fun in the process. We're going to do interviews and things of that nature. But we'll get to that in a minute. Like I said, the ultimate, I want to repeat that again. I want to make it clear for everybody, because, you know, everybody has a tendency to talk about people having hidden agendas and things of that nature. And don't get me wrong, I can understand the trust issue when it comes to youth and high school sports, because at the end of the day, we're talking about kids and they're all crazy. There is some crazy motherfuckers out here in this world that will prey on a kid or use a kid to benefit themselves. We've seen it. We know it. It's true. There is coaches out here who coach for the trophy and don't care about the kids. They just want to put together a team that can go out here and kick butt and win championships, but they really don't care about the kids. That's not what we do over here. So I just wanted to put it out there. Our end goal, and I'm going to say it again, the reason that the Local Locker Room platform is growing and we're moving to a podcast is so that we can take the exposure from the local level and get it seen and get it out there. We can talk all day about how good a kid is in our local group on Facebook, but again, it's a private group. We don't want just anybody in there, of course. We want people in there that care, that are really involved. So with that being said, it's a private Facebook group where only the locals hear about the local talent. we can't help the local talent. We are locals. So if we're locals, we can't help the local talent get out of here. So what we try to do is we're hoping that this, the podcast platform, will be heard by those outside of our area. And the YouTube channel, the videos that we post, the highlights that we post, we're hoping that they get seen by somebody outside of our area. So that's the ultimate end goal, is getting the kids a free education by any means necessary. So with that being said, now we get to the fun. Again, like I said, this podcast isn't going to be long. This episode isn't going to be long. This episode isn't going to be no more than about 25, 30 minutes tops. Again, this is just an introduction episode. I know it might sound like I'm rambling, but I just wanted to give everybody a little bit of a history as to what we're going to be doing before we really get into it. Like I said, our first true episode is going to be February the 8th. We're going to air it February the 8th. It's going to be awesome. We're going to talk about all kinds of things. I'm going to have some guests on the show. And I think the main topic that night is going to be, why do we coach? Our first episode with our guests and my host, I think the topic is going to be, why is it that coaches coach? Why do coaches coach? We want to know why coaches coach. With that being said, I'm going to want to know what the parents feel and all that stuff. But we're going to talk about that. That's going to be our first episode on February the 8th. I just wanted to come to you guys tonight and give you an idea of what we're going to be and what we're doing. Because some of you, many of you, may know nothing about our Facebook page. So I wanted to give you a little bit of history on where Local Locker Room came from, how it got started, what it's about, and what its end goal is. What its end goal is. But now we can get to the fun. Now we can get to the fun. Let's talk about what we're going to be doing. We're going to be realistic. We're not going to be none of this political, fake, brown nose, kiss ass podcast. We're not going to do that. We're going to be realistic. It's not going to be no script. It's not going to be no timeline or none of that. We're just going to be a group of individuals talking football the same way we used to do on the Facebook group, the same way you used to do on the live feeds. The only difference is now we're going to be doing it at the round table and really talking about it and really getting into it. There's not going to be no political crap. I want everybody, everything that everybody speak is going to be from their heart. Again, football, though there is a definite winner or loser, football is realistically an opinionated sport. It really is an opinionated sport. So with that being said, everybody has an opinion. As long as you say your opinion in a respectful manner and you're not disrespecting anybody, I feel that everybody's opinion should be heard on this platform, from the players to the coaches to the parents. So we're going to have interviews with coaches, high school coaches. I'm hoping to get some NCAA coaches on here as well so that we can talk about what a kid really needs to be focused on to get to the college level. I'm hoping to talk to a couple of guys. I got a friend of mine named Dwight Vick, and he used to run college prep, and he knows a lot about getting into college. He was All-American himself, so I'm hoping I can get him on here and elaborate and talk a little bit about what it takes to get to the college level. I'm hoping to have some high school coaches on here to kind of conversate and talk about. And there's a lot to talk about on the high school level, because I want to know, honestly speaking, why the numbers are going down. Why so many kids are after their freshman or sophomore year, why so many kids are walking away from football. So I want to talk to some high school coaches. And of course, we're going to talk to some players. We're going to do some interviews with some players because we want to know how they feel. We want to know how they feel about the teams. We want to know how they feel. We want to talk to some former players and get their insight and their outlook on some of the schools that are still here, some of the coaches that are still here. So we're going to do a lot of interviews, a lot of conversations. We do have scheduled shows. I call them shows, but we do have some scheduled shows. For example, some of the segments that we're definitely going to be doing, like on Monday nights, we're going to be doing the recap, the wrap-up. We're going to be talking about the games from Saturday's youth teams and Friday night's high school teams. We're going to talk about all of that. We're going to have clips. We're going to have the whole nine yards. So you definitely want to check us out on YouTube, because again, The podcast will be recorded live, and a lot of things that we'll talk about as far as the games, we will have clips for them, so we'll be able to put them in on the videos. So you definitely want to check out the YouTube channel. And then, of course, on Friday, we're going to have the pregame picks, where we're probably going to do a broadcast and conversate and talk about our picks and why we're picking the schools that we're picking from the Friday night games. So we're going to have some fun episodes, some fun segments. And then, of course, we're going to have our roundtable segments where we'll get random coaches to chime in and we'll pick a topic. I might even let the supporters and the followers pick the topic. But we'll have a roundtable where we're set and we'll talk about certain topics in football. Not just which team is better, but the coaching, the schemes, the development stage, all that good stuff. We'll talk about all that, man. We'll have coaches from the rec league, the high school, college, whatever. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be something that I think everybody is going to enjoy. I think it's going to be something that everybody's going to want to listen to, especially in the local area. We'll have news. We'll talk about, you know, what kids are going to school, what kids got offers. We'll talk about kids' stats, the whole nine yards, man. So it's something that if you're in the local area, you might want to really chime in on. You might want to really listen, pay attention. With the way sports is right now with the COVID situation, I got the app. It's a real good app. I recommend that you all go get this app. I'm going to pull it up 1 second. I really recommend that you all go get this app with the COVID situation. I see a lot of schools is going to this app. You should go get the app. It is called the NH. Give me a second. I'm pulling it up. It is the NFHS Network app. All right. I'm going to say that again. NFHS Network app. You really want to get that app, man. It is worth it. It's like $10 a month, but it gives you access to so many different schools and so many different games. As far as the schools in our area, I think right now, I think Eastern View has it. I think CC has it. Osborne has it. I believe Freedom has it. There's a couple of schools that have it, but I also believe, so I'm looking right now, for example, Brookpoint has it. Woodbridge, I believe, has it. Loudoun County has it. I want to say Orange has it. I want to say Louisa has it. Culpeper has it. Eastern View has it. So, Brentsville has it. So, again, it's an app that you definitely might want to check into and you definitely might want to get because it'll allow you to watch the games. With COVID going on, I know they're not allowing many in the game, many fans or parents into these games. So, again, you really, really might want to get that app. It's worth having. I know when football starts, it's definitely going to be a major part of our podcast. So get the app. It's something worth having. Again, I appreciate everybody tuning in. I appreciate those that followed and listened. This was our first episode. I apologize if you feel like I was rambling on, but I just wanted to give you all a little bit of history of how the podcast was started and where it came from. I also wanted to give you an idea of the purpose of the podcast. And then I wanted to mention a couple of things that we're going to be doing on the podcast. Of course, as time goes, things will grow. You know what I'm saying? Things will grow. We'll add things. We might take things away, whatever the case may be. But again, follow us on the YouTube, Local Locker Room. We'll be posting videos of the podcast episode being recorded. Also, follow us on our podcast. You can go to multiple. Right now, we're on 3 different platforms when it comes to broadcasting. So you can go on Spotify. You can get us on Pocket Cast. And then, of course, Anchor. So follow the podcast, man. We'll keep them coming. I appreciate you listening again. It's been a great night. Short podcast, like I said. Local Locker Room. Coach T. I really appreciate it. Continue to spread the word. Share. Get us out there. Help us help these children in our area. And on that note, I am going to send us up out of here. And we are going to end the same way we started, with my guy, Gaddafi Ali, featuring Nico, No Love, Too Much. And we are about to get up out of here. See you later.
That was my dog. It's Gaddafi Ali. Now we gon' stop that. I keep. Now she was like.